What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Yes, that was Adele and Someone Like You. Good morning. You are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Good to have your company on this Tuesday morning. Now, you may not be aware, but from this coming Thursday, which is the 1st of July, there are some significant changes happening to your superannuation. And to have a chat about this, I've got to Nick Marvin on the line from Marvin HR. Good morning, Nick. Nice to talk to you this morning. Oh,
good morning, Mike. Good morning, listeners. I hope you're all doing well at this unusual time.
It is indeed, and I think we're being distracted thinking about this change in super. Nick, can you give us a bit of an update? It takes effect from Thursday, the new financial year. What are some of the changes happening?
Well, put simply, the superannuation that has been constant at 9.5% since July 2014. Now, that's going to go up to 10% as of the 1st of July. And then it's going to go up by 0.5% or 0.5% every year for the next 5 years until it gets to 12% of your salary.
Rightio. Now, people listening might be thinking, okay, well, that's only 0.5%. So moving from 9.5 to 10% on Thursday. But for a lot of people, that could be quite significant, right?
Oh, absolutely. Look, in our Christian faith, we have this moral compass or, the great truths of our faith. From a non-Christian perspective in finance, one of the great truths is this concept of compound interest. Mm-hmm. It is the greatest multiplier of wealth, and the earlier we can get our head around the power of compound interest, the better off we'll be financially. And simply what that means is, anything that you put away in savings that has a compounding effect will have an exponential result in the longer term. And so for anyone who's working, regardless of your age, the more that is somehow put away that gets a compounding interest effect will result in lots and lots of financial savings over time. Mm-hmm. And so superannuation is really, really, really important, regardless of your age, far more important when you're young. You're 25 years old and your superannuation goes up by 0.5%, it could have an effect of, depending on your salary, $1 million when you get to 70.
I like the sounds of that.
Yes, but so young kids, the sad part of it, Mike, is that the older we get, the more we realize this power of compounding interest. And the younger we are, we don't understand it. And any young people listening today, just Google it or YouTube what the effect is and get onto it young, and you'll never regret this moment in life. But for us, middle-aged people or older, 0.5 is a big deal, and it's going to increase by 0.5 all the way to 12%. So it is in our best interests in the long term. But it has a cost on someone. So someone has to pay for it.
Yeah.
And depending on how you're, and this is the real sensitive part of the next few days, and we're advising employers and employees to have a conversation, because it depends on your contract. Now, if your contract says that you have a salary plus super, generally speaking, it's fairly safe and simple. Mm-hmm. Your super goes up. But if you have a contract, and there are quite a few employers that have contracts that say, your salary is $50,000 or $70,000 inclusive of super, then it starts to become grey, because the question is, who pays that 5% increase? Could be the employer. This is the real sensitive bit. So if my salary is 70 including super, that 0.5% must come from either the employer or my take-home pay reduces by 0.5%.
Interesting.
So if you're not sure, have a conversation and just clarify. And we advise employers, be proactive, get on the front foot and have the conversation, check the terms so that your employees are looked after and cared for, because this is fairly important.
Yeah, good. Thank you, Nick. Really appreciate you coming on and giving us that reminder of the significant changes to our superannuation that come into effect on Thursday. Thanks, Nick.
If you want more information, I've got a brief article at marvinhr.com.
Okay.
But there's heaps of stuff online as well. And lovely to be on, Mike.
All right. Enjoy enjoy baking some bread today.
Thank you.
Good on you, Nick. That was Nick Marvin giving us an update on some of the changes regarding superannuation that come into effect from the new financial year, which begins, can you believe it, this Thursday. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good to have your company. David Bowie and Queen on the way next with Under Pressure. Stick around. Got a great show coming up. We're going to be talking about paternity leave a little bit later after 11 o'clock.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.